Violet and Klaus thought about all of the trouble they were in, and wondered if it was all due to simple misfortune, or if some of it was of their own devising. These were not the most pleasant thoughts in the world, but it still felt good to sit and think about them, instead of hiding and lying and frantically thinking up plans. It was peaceful to sit and think in the Freak's caravan, even when the caravan tilted slightly as they reached the beginning of the Mortmain Mountains and began to head uphill. It was so peaceful to sit and think that both Violet and Klaus felt as if they were waking up from a long sleep when Count Olaf's voice came out of the walkie-talkie.
"Are you there?" Olaf asked. "Press the red button and speak to me."
Violet rubbed her eyes, picked up the walkie-talkie, and held it so both she and her brother could hear.
"We're here," she said.
"Good," Count Olaf replied. "Because I wanted to tell you that I learned something else from Madame Lulu."
"What did you learn?" Klaus asked.
There was a pause, and the two children could hear cruel peals of laughter coming from the small device in Violet's hand.
"I learned that you are the Baudelaires," Count Olaf cried in triumph. "I learned that you three brats followed me here and tricked me with sneaky disguises. But I'm too clever for you."
Olaf began to laugh again, but over his laughter, the two siblings could hear another sound that made them feel as shaky as the caravan. It was Sunny, and she was whimpering in fear.
"Don't hurt her," Violet cried. "Don't you dare hurt her."
"Hurt her?" Count Olaf snarled. "Why, I wouldn't dream of hurting her. After all, I need one orphan to steal the fortune. First, I'm going to make sure both of your parents are dead, and then I'm going to use Sunny to become very, very rich. No, I wouldn't worry about this buck-toothed twerp. Not yet. If I were you, I'd worry about yourselves. Say bye-bye to your sister, Boda Brats."
"But we're tied together," Klaus said. "We hitched our caravan to you."
"Look out of the window," Count Olaf said, and hung up the walkie-talkie.
Violet and Klaus looked at one another, and then staggered to their feet and moved the curtain away from the window. The curtain parted, as if they were watching a play, and if I were you, I would pretend that this is a play, instead of a book. Perhaps a tragedy, written by William Shakespeare, and that you are leaving the theatre early to go home and hide under a sofa, because you will recall that there was a certain expression that, I'm sorry to say, must be used 3 times before this story is over, and it is in the 13th chapter when this expression will be used for the 3rd time. The chapter is very short, because the end of this story happens so quickly that it does not take many words to describe, but the chapter does contain the 3rd occasion requiring the expression, "the belly of the beast," and you would be wise to leave before the chapter begins, because that time didn't count.